she's had a very terrible waist condition that had lasted for about 2 years, and a strange moving object in her abdomen. At the shout of that fire, she said she saw a skeleton walk out of her, and all of a sudden the pain disappeared and she's free.
Every spirit of death looking for anyone here, that spirit of death returns back to hell. In Jesus' name.
This sister was supported in force to the service. She couldn't walk all by herself. She was supported by these two sisters. She's had thyrotoxicosis, according to them, affected everything. But at the start of fire, strength got into hand, and she began to walk all by herself from the back to the front.
Power of the Holy Ghost, be free. In Jesus' name.
Our sister said, for a very long time, she will be experiencing snakes and lizards entering into her from her feet. And when it happens, her feet will be hot, her head will be heavy, stagnation and all kinds of affliction. But right now, as she placed her hands upon her head, sir, remember you mentioned serpents. She saw the snakes and the lizard began to fly out of her.
Your husband is aware of it. Husband is around, aware of it. You can come.
He said, even yesterday, the husband was asking, when will God visit us? When will God
come? Today is the visitation. And the snake and the serpents left. Just lift your hands. And the lizards. In the name of Jesus, I decree today, every stranger in your life, out! And someone is walking back there. The Lord perfect that healing. In the name of Jesus, the Lord perfect that healing. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. What happened?
Sir, the same serpent issue. He said last night he saw three snakes surround him. He tried all he could to kill them. No way. Somebody rescued him. But right now he placed hands upon his head and shouted fire. And he belched and saw the snakes leaving him from his mouth.
Belched.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands. Somebody again say, every stranger in my body, you are leaving now. In the name of Jesus, go!
Sister Esther saw snake last week in a dream, and since then, snake has been moving around her waist, which has occasioned body pain and moving objects. As the word went forth, she said she fell into a trance and saw snakes leaving her body in droves.
Step forward here. Can somebody place your hand on yourself and still decree and say, in the name of Jesus, every stranger in my life, your end has come. You are moving out now. In the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, shall go!
Brother Sunday Oche had a dream in which was attacked and woke up paralyzed left hand that also occasioned pains, and he couldn't lift that hand. But as the word went forth, the power shot through him. And he, all of a sudden he heard a creak in that shoulder. And now the hand is free and he can lift the hand.
I see God healing all manner of bones, arthritis and everything. Shoulder is healed now. And somebody else is walking right there. Everyone who came in there with any form of bone situation, I declare it amended and adjusted right now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Sister Sarah went home last week. When he got to the village, in a dream, she saw an old woman enter into her body. And since that day, she has been suffering from all manner of affliction that time will not permit to mention. But as what went forth, in the heat of that path, deflation, you saw that same old woman jump out of her.
That's right. Old woman with her old afflictions. Neck pain, body pain, knee pain, eye squeezing, old, everything. Out of the body and return back no more.
Sir,
give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
The husband of the woman that snakes and lizard have been disturbing. That's he has confirmed it.
Your wife had that challenge and you are aware of it.
Yes, sir.
When will God visit us? Anybody saying that this morning? Come here. Your visitation is released. Congratulations. You walked all the way. Papa, what happened?
It's my turn.
It's your turn today.
It's my turn today.
Say, it's my turn today.
the test. I will still give it in the front. Let me just shut today's source. I had a fracture. By next testimony, I will give the full testimony. I also caught it from somewhere, not to waste time. My after the operation was successful, the Lord just started deteriorating. Fluid everywhere. Flowing. You see it? He started opening in so many places. I continue going for dressing every day by Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Since March, this surgery was done. This thing is becoming too much. I said, God, when I was going to the hospital Wednesday, not this Wednesday, last 3 weeks, I said, I want to know what is happening to my leg today. Because I am tired of just coming. I don't know what is happening. Fortunately for me, when a doctor now came, he's a consultant. I said, look at what has been happening to me. I want to know what is happening to my leg. He said, where is the X-ray? I said, it's at home. He said, I want to see the X-ray. When the X-ray are coming, I said, no. I live in Gogolada here. I told my wife, I said, go home. Go and bring the X-ray. Immediately they brought it. He was shaking his head. I said, God, what is this? He said the implant, one of the implants is affected. So they have to remove it. He quickly booked me for 7th of next month. This month, when I got home, I was sitting in the hospital. One nurse came to me and said, no matter what you were told, just believe in God. And I'll be hoping on God. What have I been telling to God? I say, I just want the day. Doctor will say, match this leg, walk. I'm waiting for that day. So, I now went on the seat. Okay,
summer.
On the seat, and I went on the seat to old S3. Because the day the man checked it, I say, my next S3, there must be a difference. On Thursday, I came to the church. Oh, when I came to the church, I wanted to enter from Glory's Gate.
Security you came to the church, summary, you came to church.
When I told the church, I stayed there. One lady said I should wait for...
It's okay, no need for that. You came to church, what happened?
What happened?
I was praying here. The lady come to call me, say, Papa is around. I was jumping, he said, take it easy. I said, I know why I brought it.
All right, right now, Father, thank you.
Papa, you give me. As you give me the thing. Since that day,
change is start to the
I gave you the thing where?
You give me here. Yeah. Is that to the chair? You know what happened? I went to hospital on Wednesday. The doctor, I just brought the new S3. He looked at me and said, this year's healing so fast. I say, I told you that when S3 come, they will be different. As I'm talking to you, said, I'm matching it. I said, because small, small, they do one like this. I said, tell me the truth. I said, somehow, he said, be matching it. I said, God. It don't happen.
It's done. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. You got one, now you get another one.
Amen.
For complete perfection. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
So this sister, this is her baby, this is the home church leader. This morning, they brought her in after she came to church, was taken and placed in a wheelchair.
This sister.
Yes, sir. After this baby, she was diagnosed of a heart enlargement.
Oh.
Incapacitated. Brought in this morning and was seated somewhere in the congregation there. But at a shout of fire, she said power shot into her. Before she gave birth, she said you prayed for her sometime in February, where they told her that it is either her life or the life of the baby. And now she's alive, baby is alive, and they had imparted an affliction upon her.
You transferred a brand new heart. Thank you for power. Brand new heart in the name of Jesus. It is done. Celebrations, people. Let's give the Lord a praise. All of you in the front.
you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. I want to welcome everyone here this morning, and I bring you greetings from the ancient city of Kano. I will explain in detail to you shortly what happened in Kano and the implication of the Kano Crusade. Very shortly. But before then, John chapter 1. We'll start from Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. John chapter 1 verse 19. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he said, "No." They said there to him, "Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord," as said the prophet Isaiah. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I want to speak quickly on the subject, the power of knowing who you are. The power of knowing who you are. The overall subject has to do with the knowledge of oneself. And we have three objectives. First, we want to understand what to know about ourselves. Understanding what to know about oneself. Secondly, we want to understand what it takes to know yourself. Understanding what to know about yourself. Understanding what it takes to know yourself. And number three, understanding why you should know yourself. Understanding what to know about yourself. Understanding what it takes to know yourself. Understanding why you should know yourself. Last week we saw that light or knowledge causes us to rise, causes us to shine, and causes us to walk in the glory. Am I communicating? Light or knowledge. Why do I say light or knowledge? Because light is practically the same as knowledge. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 6, the Bible said, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus." The light of the knowledge. So light equals knowledge. So when we say, "Arise, shine,
for your light has come, it means arise and shine because you have accessed knowledge. And because you have accessed knowledge, that is, you have known something. And that something you have known has given you action, has given you distinction. And that something you have known is causing you to walk in a glory. Am I communicating? So let it be established that there is something you will know that will give you more energy than you have. There is something you will know that will make you to shine more than you are shining now. There is something you will know that will make you to walk in a higher level of glory. Last week we saw the most important thing that we can know, and that is the knowledge of God. Am I communicating? This whole month is all about rising, and light has come and glory is risen through knowledge and wisdom. So we are going to be knowing many things. So last week we saw the knowledge of God. Today we want to see the knowledge of yourself. I am sure that this might be one of the most important lessons you may learn in your life. The knowledge of who you yourself you are. The Jews, they asked John the Baptist, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? That we may tell the ones who sent us who you are. So we are going to deal with this subject in three or four ways. The first thing is, what do you need to know about yourself? What do you need to know about yourself? Number one, know your purpose. Your purpose in life. Know your purpose. In order to fulfill your assignment, know your purpose. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. God spoke to Jeremiah. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Know your purpose. Know your purpose. John the Baptist said, I am the voice. John chapter 1 verse 19 to 23. They say, who are you? Who are you? What do you say of yourself? He said, I am the voice. I am a statement. I am a revelation to my generation. Know your purpose. The Master Jesus knew himself. In John chapter 18 verse 37. When Pilate spoke and said, are you the king? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world. That I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. He said, he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Know your purpose. Know your purpose. Lord, what is my life all about? What is my existence all about? What do you want to do with me in this life? Know your purpose. There is not one person that God created without purpose. Know your purpose. Number two, know your potentials, your giftings. What are your potentials? What gifts do you have? Know them. Unravel them. Study them. Know your potentials. Know your giftings. We see examples of people like Joseph in Genesis chapter 14 verse 15 to 16. Genesis 41, 15 to 16. When Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it, and I have heard say of thee, there is news about you that you can understand the dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. This man knew himself. He knew the gift he carried. He knew he could dream. He knew he could interpret dreams. What about David? In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17 to 18. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Know your potentials, what you carry, your giftings. Daniel chapter 5, verse 11 to verse 12. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. These were people who had gifts that they did not only know, but people around them knew. Know your potentials. Know your giftings. Very soon we'll be telling us about how to get to know some of these things. But it's important you know them. Number three, thing you need to know about yourself. First, you know your purpose. Second, you know your potentials and giftings. Thirdly, know your strengths. Your strengths or strength. And by that, we're talking about positive traits and tendencies. Not necessarily gifting, but this is a trait. This is a tendency that is positive. For example, in Acts chapter 17, verse 10 to 12, we saw the story of the Berean Christians. The Bible says, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. They were comparing the Berean Christians to the Thessalonians. These people, they will search the scripture daily to see if those things were true. What a quality. Paul the apostle in Acts chapter 17 verse 1 and 2. Paul had a trait of always going into the temple. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures, as his manner was. When we're talking about strength, we're talking about your manner. What kind of person are you? Just know yourself. There are those who just live excited, smile all the time. It's a strength. High sense of humor is a strength. Easy to forget offense is a strength. Find out what strengths you have. The things that are positive attributes that people talk about. Number four, know your weaknesses. And when we talk about weaknesses, we are talking about negative traits and tendencies. For almost every human being, there may be one thing or the other. Not necessarily sinful, but it's a negative trait. Esau had weakness with his appetite. Genesis 25, verse 29 to 34. His stomach controlled his life. He could sell a birthright to eat food. He had little value for eternal matters and great value for temporal matters. Second example, Judas Iscariot. He had weakness with money, area of money, area of money. John chapter 12, verse 4 to 6. We saw how Judas Iscariot was angry that somebody gave an offering. And they said that it was not because he cared for the poor. Now, why did they waste this money? It should have been sold and given to the poor. They said, he said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and assisted himself from the bag. Your weakness. Levi and Simeon, they had weakness with anger, temper. Temper. Genesis 41, verse 5 to 6. When Jacob, 49, 5 to 6. When Jacob was blessing his children, what Reuben received was a curse. What Simeon and Levi received were curses. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self will they digged down a wall. Anger. Well, I can go on and on. Samson, weakness with women. David. Judges chapter 16, from verse 16 all the way. So you know your weaknesses. Before I go to the fifth one, I want us to note two things about strengths and weaknesses. First, that's A now. Or rather, just note in between. To succeed in life, you must emphasize your strength and minimize your weaknesses. If you are going to be successful in life, emphasize your strengths, minimize your weakness. If you are going to succeed in life, empower your strength and disempower your weakness. Your weaknesses. Empower. It's being said in another way. Empower your strengths and disempower your weaknesses. You quickly get angry, maintain malice, backbite people, all manner. Emphasize. Empower your strength and disempower your weaknesses. Let me say a third one that is like unto this. To succeed in life, you build on your strengths and you pull down your weaknesses. You build up your strength and pull down your weaknesses. Anything that is a good trait you have, build on it. Anything that is a bad trait you have, pull it down. And I'll tell you why. When people say, I think you are too full of yourself. I think you talk too much. Don't take it for granted. The second thing to note about strengths and weaknesses, and this is very, very terrible. The devil passes through weaknesses to destroy destinies. The devil passes through weaknesses to destroy destinies. If the devil wants to destroy a life or destroy a destiny, he will locate their weaknesses and pass through it. Example. Moses could not enter the promised land because of the weakness of anger. And that anger he inherited from his father Levi. He couldn't enter. He broke the Ten Commandments. He struck the rock twice because of anger. Example. David literally had his destiny ruined because of the weakness of women. Immoral weakness. The devil positioned the Beersheba that pulled him down. Example, Judas Iscariot. Judas could not control his love for money until that love for money sent him to hell. Judas. He loved money until he sold the master. He sold the owner of the earth. How can you sell what you don't have? And that money did not profit Judas. They didn't buy anything with that. They only bought graveyard with the money. Is graveyard an asset? Now, of course, example number four, you know of Esau. Esau's destiny was destroyed because of love for food. There are people who cannot say no to food. They can break their fast, depending on the smell of the food. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Please! I have seen people. My father in the Lord, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, told one man one day. The man was with him in the ministry. The man was very anointed and very, very charismatic. But very, very proud and very, very arrogant. And he told this man, he said, "Calm down with this, your pride. If you don't calm down, this pride will destroy you." And the man replied, "Let it destroy me." And he was actually destroyed. He was actually destroyed by that pride. There are people anger have destroyed. Anger sent them to prison. They kill person out of anger that couldn't be controlled. There are people whose weakness is laziness. They can't. They are unable. They are just so lazy. How many of you know that when a car is parked and you don't drive it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, when you return back, something is wrong with the car. There is something we call disuse atrophy. The dryness of lack of use. Devastation. See, when somebody's hand is not mobile anymore because of paralysis, initially the two hands are the same size. But after a while, it dries up. When a house is not occupied, after a while it begins to crack. When people are inside, it is healthy. When it is functionless, it begins to crack. Am I communicating at all? See that little girl now that is talking che-che-che-che-che and the parents are just watching and say it's a little girl. Look at her and say, "Uncle, see your big nose. Uncle, this heart is ugly." And they are not talking to the girl at age 3, 4. That same girl will insult the teacher in the class. They will send her packing. It will change school. That same girl will slap the lecturer in the university. That same girl will insult her husband until they send her back home. That talk ruins her destiny. The serpent you don't control today can become a dragon tomorrow. I'm sure you know that the serpent in Genesis is the dragon of Revelation. I'm sure you know that. What manifested in Genesis to Eve as serpent manifested in Revelation as dragon. So that is the area of stress. And to your own self, you must be true. You can lie to anybody. Don't lie to yourself. Face yourself and say, this is my problem. I have challenge in this area. You have challenge in area of money. Don't let them put you as a cashier. Tell them, send me to another department. I mean, they want to finish you. That you have challenge with money area and they made you the head cashier. And you agreed. As if you don't know yourself. You have women problem and they made you principal of female school. And you agreed. You say, no, sir. I don't have the ability to be the principal of an all-girls school. What I need is an all-boys school. You understand what I'm saying? A former drunkard got a job in brewery. As a manager or quality control manager, is that if you should test the beer before? Look at your neighbor, say, be real to yourself. Assist yourself to fulfill your destiny. When your problem is talkativeness, don't let people bring talk to you. Because they will be quoting you. It's what you say that they will quote. They say, this is what he said about you, said about you, said about you. Question is, what did you say? They didn't say anything. Meanwhile, they are the ones who brought the matter. So, can you see, that woman is too full of pride. In fact, I'm happy that she is suffering now. And then the thing you said is what they will report. When you know that you have a problem with overtalk, when people bring talk to you, tell them, excuse me, let me attend to something. Just be on your way on the spot. Don't make a statement because silence cannot be misquoted. Nobody can say, oh, he didn't say anything, but I know this is what he would have said. Know your purpose. Know your potentials. Know your strengths. Know your weaknesses. And finally, for what to know? Know who you are in Christ. There are many people who come to church, but they don't know who they are in Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 17. If any man is in Christ Jesus, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I'm not an ordinary person. I am a kingly priest, a priestly king. I have the crown of a king and the mantle of a priest. A holy nation, a peculiar person, that I should show forth the praises of him who has called me out of darkness. I don't belong to darkness. Darkness can't engulf my life into his marvelous light. Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 6. He said, from verse 5, even when we're dead in sins, he has quickened us together with him, with Christ. By grace he has saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When you know where you are seated, that is, you are on the 65th floor of a story building. You are up there. And you are concerned about the barking of a dog on the ground floor. The Bible says, without our dogs. Somebody on the ground floor is threatening you and you are shaking. Know your purpose. Last week we knew our God. Know your purpose. Know your potentials. Know your strengths. Know your weaknesses. Know who you are in Christ. Now the next level we are going is, how do you know yourself? Even in all the areas we are talking about, how do I know myself? Number one, look upward. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1. Look upward. Go before your maker. Inquire of him about your making. Go before your maker. Inquire of him about your making. Nobody knows the product like the manufacturer. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain, that it he may run that readeth it. I want to ask him. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16, he says, stand in the ways. Don't fear the Lord. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Where is the way? Which way is the way? What is your path for my life, Lord? No one knows the product like the producer. No one knows the product like the manufacturer. That was why he said in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed thee, I knew thee. Before you came forth, I ordained you. So it's a matter of going before the Lord. What are you saying about my life? What do you want me to do with my life? Isaiah had an experience in Isaiah chapter 61. And from verse 1 all the way to verse 9, we cannot read it. But in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 all the way to verse 9, he saw the Lord. And in that realm, he began to ask a lot of questions. And then the Lord began to speak, who shall we send and who shall go for us? And then he began to get a marching order for his life as he went before the Lord. I went before the Lord. I put pressure. Lord, I don't want the tragedy of a wasted life. What do you want to do with my life? Look upward. Number two, look inward. That is, look within yourself. What are you looking at? First, you are looking at the burden in your heart. Acts chapter 7, verse 23. Moses was in the palace of Pharaoh, but it came into his heart there to go and visit his brethren. He had a burden. Something occurred to him. And that thing had a link with his assignment. It has a link with his destiny, with his purpose. Look within yourself. What is the burden in your heart? Also, look within your house. What oil do you perceive? What oil? What grace? What potential do you see? In 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 2, Elisha asked the prophet's widow, what is that in your house? He said, I have nothing but a pot of oil. I want to let you know that there is nobody that is empty in this life. There is something in your house. There is something inside you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. Look at your neighbor by yourself. Say there is something inside you. You are not empty. The question is, what do you do effortlessly? Other people went to school to study it. But for you, it came naturally. Just him. It's like somebody that is levodextrous. It's left-handed. He didn't go to school to study it. If you put pen in his right hand, you are wasting him. You can't write with the right hand. What has happened is that the dominant part of his brain is on his right. So he functions with the left. Am I communicating? He didn't go to school to try to be a lefty. A leftist. That's all. Check every dimension of your life. This dance I dance so. I didn't learn it in any dance school. It did body. Yes. I learned it from nowhere. New ones come all the time if I want. The receiving and the rewriting of songs. Somebody say amen. One woman was stranded many years ago. She was in debt. The shop she had in UTC, she couldn't pay the rent. Stranded. She came to me. And I said to her, what can you do? I'd like you to listen to this story. What can you do? She said, well, I know that I didn't read catering. But when visitors, guests come to my house, she had like 5 children, and I cook, they don't spare the food. Except the made in China of the place is located. They have not ended their adventure. They lick their hand, almost eat the plate. And I said to her, your strength is there. Your potential is there. Begin to sell food. Listen to this story. She began to sell. Say, I don't have restaurants. I don't have it. I said, you don't need to have any of the thing. So she began to sell food in aluminium foil. And go from office to office at the federal secretariat. This person will eat it and invite another person. The other person will invite another person. Long story made short. Big events. Can you cook for the executive meeting or whatever, whatever? Long story made short. From there, she took to a bank. The bank people tested it and said, come and build a restaurant. We'll build a come and operate our restaurant. Somebody from another bank who, you know, the way bankers go from one bank to the other, ate the food there and said, come to our own bank too. Long story made short. In 3 months, she bought the shop whose rent she couldn't pay. Everything changed and shifted because somebody assisted her to locate something in her. She wasn't aware I was there. What do you have? There is something you know how to do. From making people to laugh, there are people who are millionaires now. When they were growing up, they would just be talking and people would be laughing. And they realized that there is something there in that realm. I came across the story of a man whose name was Nicodemus the Papadolos. He has a very big nose. He will be using his nose and his features as mockery for laughter. And was going away with big money. Am I communicating at all? There is something in your house. There is something you know how. Just look inside. Look inside you. I told people, I said, please, I need an opportunity to be a master of ceremony of their wedding. But they said they will not give me the opportunity. I told them, I said, the way I talk, you know I can do it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Look inward. Inward. Look inward. Number 3, look outward. And what is the meaning of look outward? It means look around you. Look into your world. And there are 2 things that I want to pull your attention to. Look into your world for what? First, what are the needs that you see that command both your attention and your compassion? What needs do you see that commands both your attention and your compassion? It has a connection with your purpose. Nehemiah heard of the wall of Jerusalem in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. He drew his attention on the spot. He began to cry for the broken down walls of Jerusalem. And God used him to handle what compelled his attention. Joseph in Genesis chapter 40 now. In Genesis chapter 40 verse 6 to 8. When he came into the prison and saw the sadness of the butler and the baker, it commanded his attention. It commanded his compassion. And that led him to the palace. Look outward. For first, the needs that command your attention, your compassion. And secondly, look out into your world for the witness and observations of loved ones. The witness and the observations of loved ones. Those who know you and love you, what witness do they bear concerning who you are? I'm not talking of your enemies. They will never find anything good with you. I'm not talking of those who hate you. I'm talking of those who love and care for you. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 16, Jesus told his disciples, "What do men say that I am?" When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, what do? And some say you are Elijah, some say you are Jeremiah, and some say you are this and that. And all the things they were saying was close to who he was. He was a prophet. And they were mentioning prophets. In 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 9, the Shunammite woman identified Elisha as a holy man of God that passed continually. There are those who love you and who know you. When I was growing up, I said this before. One of my loved ones, a senior one, once looked at me and the way I spoke, I was able to play. I played with words anyhow. And he said, "The way you speak, you are going to be a speaker, you are going to be a lecturer, you are going to be a teacher. There is something about you there that is growing up. You are going to address people." So there are people around you who can identify certain traits. You look around you. Look outward. Number four, look spiritward. Spirit dash W-A-R-D. Spiritward. Look in the direction of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9. Yeah, that's right. "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." The things that belong to us, God reveals them to us by his Spirit. When you pray abundantly in the Spirit, you come to the point where your understanding becomes saturated with spiritual information about your life, about your assignment. Look spiritward. And number five, look wordward. W-O-R-D-W-A-R-D. Look in the direction of the Word. In the direction of the Word of God. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 32. He said, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and show you your inheritance among all them which are sanctified." The word will show you who you are. The Bible says that the word is the perfect law of liberty. We look at it like a mirror. I'm sure you remember that in James chapter 2, we look into the world like a mirror. You see, and the best way to know who you are is to stand in front of the mirror. And then the mirror will identify you for you. A very good mirror will not tell lies. A bad mirror might tell you lies, give you extra head or extra ear. Or... Have you seen such a mirror before? A very good mirror will just show you you. It will show. Can you look at that scripture? I believe it is James 2:14 thereabout. He that looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. One, sorry. Back up to verse 24 now. 23. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. That is mirror, in a mirror. Alright? For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetted what manner how he looked. But whoso looketh into the perfect law, so the word is a mirror, where you look into and it brings you out who you are. Your capability, your audacity, and all of that comes out. I prophesy to somebody here today. You will not miss who you are meant to be in the land of the living. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. You will not miss who you are meant to be in the land of the living. You are saying amen, say a louder believer, say amen. You shall fulfill your assignment in the land of the living. In Jesus' name. Finally, as we conclude, why should you know yourself? What is the profit of the knowledge of self, of the knowledge of oneself? Or what is the profit of the knowledge of who you are? Number one, it facilitates optimal and excellent performance or delivery. Optimal or excellent performance or delivery. If you know that this is what you are to do with your life, I mean, if you are a fish and you are found inside the water where you belong, you perform optimally, excellently. If you are a bird, an eagle, and you are found in the sky, you perform excellently, optimally. Most of the people that are stars in this world, it's not necessarily that like they have two heads or anything. It's like that they found purpose and just remain there. 1 Samuel 16:17-18, we saw the example of David. Optimal and excellent performance or delivery. Number two, it facilitates confidence and boldness in assignment. You are confident and you are bold. You are not shaky. When we were going to Jalingo, people were afraid. When we were going to Kano, many people say, are you sure you will go there? All manner. But when you know what you are called to do, and who called you to do it, and the backing that you carry. In the hotel where we, in the crusade we just came back from, in the hotel one of the evenings, I told my wife, I said, you know that giant angel I talked about, he's around here right now, just waiting for anything, anybody who is on a suicide mission. I mean, so you are confident, you are bold, you are audacious. In John chapter 1, verse 22 to verse 23, John the Baptist said, I am the voice of one crying. He did his assignment with audacity. In John chapter 18, verse 37, Jesus also ministered with such audacity. He was talking to Pilate with audacity because he knew his purpose. Pilate said, I can set you free. He said, Mechano, who are you? You can set who free? No man take this life from me. I am laying it down voluntarily to take it up again. I came to die for the world. If not for that, I will summon 12 legions of angels now. They will bury all of you alive. I see somebody stepping out here with audacity. Number three, it eliminates existence in inferiority and low self-esteem. Existence in inferiority, where it appears like other people are better than you, that dies. When you locate what you are to do with your life and you know who you are. The Lord made. How many of you know that the pig has never envied the cat? The cat will never step into the mud. The pig will lie inside mud for Christmas. That's right. It looks like the pig is one of those animals that God created for scavenging assignment. Clean the earth of dead debris. I'm sorry for those who have it as their delicacy. But it has enzymes inside it, two of them. One is called cadaverine. Cadaver is dead body. Cadaverine is to dissolve dead body, digest it. Another one is morticine. The two are inside his intestines. That is, I've given you this assignment, just you have a liver, just clean the surface. Anything that is smelling around, just pick it. I think the vulture may have such deposits inside them. So the pig is not envying anybody. It's fulfilling its assignment inside the mud. See enjoyment. All the smell in that place is not aware. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm not envying you. Tell them, say, if you are taller than me, you are too tall for my assignment. And if you are shorter than me, you are too short for my purpose. You have to just fulfill it. Now, can I drop a bomb? If you know your purpose and what God created you for, you won't change anything. You won't change your skin color like Jackson and your nose. Do you know there are people doing all manner of surgery now? Chest, back, side. What some have naturally, others are using money to purchase it. And if God knows it is fitting for your life and purpose, He would have given it to you naturally as well. Let me not throw a bomb in that direction. So that nobody say, I came to church for them this morning. You don't need to. It delivers from inferiority complex. I have never felt inferior to anybody under heaven, irrespective of your color. White, black, yellow, red, anywhere in the world. I move with audacity. With all manner of authority. I'll give you your respect. But if you talk to me on the basis of my skin color or tribe or anything, you will be shocked at what you will receive in response. Hey! Hey! Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not inferior to anybody under heaven. Number four, it facilitates. Oh, I jumped number three. Number four now. Okay, three is becoming four now. It facilitates assignment with focus. When you know who you are, you move with focus. Matthew 6:22. If your eye is single, your body will be full of light. You move with focus. You are not easily distracted into everything. I know a billionaire who said he has never tried or dared oil and gas business. It's not his realm. Neither is he doing anything called contract, but he's in billions. There are those today when they say this is what is working, everybody move there. That's what is working, everybody move there. And focus is key to impact. You can't make impact in life until you are focused. Somebody say amen. It eliminates existence, facilitates existence, assignment with focus, and finally, it averts the tragedy of a wasted life and guarantees ending well in life. It averts the tragedy of a wasted life and guarantees ending well in life. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. For I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I am ending well. That's the summary. The tragedy of a wasted life. Let me tell you a story. I heard from Mike Mudok about a man who told him. The man said, I work in a place that makes me feel miserable every Monday morning for the last 26 years. That is, you woke up in the morning, you want to go for work, your heart is beating, and you went for 26 solid years. So Mike said, so why are you doing the work? He said, oh, the job is near my house. Near your house? He said, yes, that's why I'm working there. Why don't you resign? You say, oh, I have 3 more years to receive the golden watch. After you work for a while, they will give you a golden wristwatch. I'm waiting for the watch. That is a whole 30 years of life wasted. Why? The job is near my house. 2, there is a golden watch coming. That golden watch, will it increase your time on it? Will it make you last longer? It's wasted life. Completely wasted. You won't waste your life like that. You won't waste your life like that. I said you will not waste your life like that. If you are saying amen, you will stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Say in the name of Jesus, I cannot waste my life. I shall not waste my life like that. Remain standing up on your feet. My counsel here today is, do all you can to know yourself. Do all you can to know who you are. And you can keep on just unraveling. When I stepped into ministry at first, there was not one song that I had or had written or anything. Neither did I ever know that any song will come out. I was not playing no instrument. I just came raw into ministry as a pastor. No Bible school even. But the things keep on unfolding. Many people arrive too soon, so they arrive too small. And I can tell you, for as long as you have not seen Jesus face to face, there is one more step to take. If Moses can start the first chapter of his ministry and assignment at the age of 80, how old are you that you are agreeing to retire? It is a new day. Do you understand? Shoba? Do you understand? I hope you understand. One day, one small boy in my house, my good friend, he came to me to tell me certain things. He said, I said, what have you said? He said, he was talking very fast. I couldn't hear it. Then he now said, do you understand? I said, I don't understand. He said it again. He said, do you understand? I said, I don't understand. I said, he said, you don't want to understand. He got angry. He said, you don't want to understand. You don't want to understand. You don't want to understand. That is, what I'm saying is clear enough, and you are claiming you don't understand. You don't want to understand. I hope there is nobody here who doesn't want to understand. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Blessed are your ears for hearing the things you just heard. You are blessed. Lift your hands and your voice and begin to give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. 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 Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Ikasete frete sina gagala hazarada. Lepereta siga diga laya tasada. Ikateke pero tasata lana na na hausadi. Ikasete preto zinana. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Magnify him. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Be worshipped. Be praised. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Elohim. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. We have two prayers to pray. Father, help me to know who you have made me to be, so I can become who you want me to be in this life. Father, help me to know who you made me today, so I can become who you want me to be in this life. Help me to know the full details of who you made me to be, so I can become who you want me to be in the land of the living. Are you going to pray that prayer now? Afterwards, I'm going to pray on the oil and trust God that the oil for light will come upon us, and that oil will open our eyes, open our hearts, and open our understanding. Now lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
help me
to know
who
you made me
to be,
so I can become
who
you want me to become in this life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, say, Father,
help me
to know
who
you made me
to
be, so I can become
who
you want me
to
become in this life.
Oh
Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. What's happening here? Open your mouth and pray. Rapa,
Pray. Help me, Lord, to know who you made me to be, so I can become who you want me to become in this life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, help me to know who you have made me to be, so I can become who you want me to become in this life, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father, help our nation to be what you want us to be. In this season, let your light shine over our nation and help us to be who you want us to be. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
Everywhere you are. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we adore you. One more time. Open my eyes, Lord, to see who you have made me to be and to know what you have me to do with my life. Will you say it one more time? Say, Father, open my eyes, Lord, to know what you have me to do and what you want me to do with my life. Open your mouth and speak to God. Thank you.
Jesus. Precious name. You believe that? Say it loud, amen. How many people came with the bottle of oil today? If you did, can you pull it out? And if you didn't come with the bottle of oil, somebody might assist you a bit. In the book of Exodus chapter 25 and in verse 6, he said, oil for the light. Every time the oil is released, the light must shine. Be upstanding. Lift up that oil. And if you don't have the oil, lift up your hands. And before we do that, anyone here today in need of forgiveness for your sins, the beginning of knowing who you are is to know God, to have your sins forgiven, and to have today mark a new day in your life. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me anywhere you are, and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus. All those surrendering their lives to Jesus, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you and to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.